Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace, who is chasing the ball. McCuskey reaches third base with a triple. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Helf to second, and McQuinn is out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Berardino fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ox Miller now pitching. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Handley reaches third base with a triple. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Helf for a passed ball. Handley scores. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Caulfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Caulfield moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Caulfield scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. McCuskey moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fannin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Handley bunts towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Suter moves to third. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caulfield strikes out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Chapman scores. Rosar moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosar scores. Suter moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zarilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 2 in the game. Marchildon hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 2 in the game. Helf hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing third base. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley misplays the ball. That's an error on Handley. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grace moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grace scores. Judnick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.